Josh, I don't know if you'd call it bad luck, but you seemed to run into a little bit on third down last week. A couple of drop passes. Mike Williams can't get a second foot inbounds. You lose one because of an illegal formation penalty. How frustrating is it to have on those key third down plays to have things like that happen that you guys can sort of control?
With third down, we look at it. We're playing against defenses. We're playing against some good defenses. And the stuff that we get when we execute, we have to make those plays. You know, the reason we don't get the first down can't be on us. They've got to make a great play to stop us. So cleaning those up, the illegal procedures, the drops, and I mean, those things, I mean, they happen over the course of the season, but finding a way to limit those, I mean, that's been a big point of focus.
Along those lines with third down, does play calling come into question there, or is it more execution?
No, it's execution. There's so much that happens as far as coverage, matchups, and the coach calls a play. Our responsibility as players is to go out and execute the play.
Josh, do you miss having a pass catching threat? Not to say Luke isn't or Nate isn't, but a guy like a veteran like Winslow a couple years ago, and even Dallas Clark last year. Do you think that's missing a little bit from this offense?
No, I mean, I can't really say that. I feel confident with older guys. Luke, he's made plays for us. Nate Byam made a big play for us. Got a young guy in Timmy Wright that looking for big things out of him this week. And so we continue. I've been talking about the guys outside, Mike, Vince, Kevin stepping up. So I'm very happy with the guys that I have.
Is it a case of you taking shots with Vincent because of the coverage you see? That's what Coach Sullivan said yesterday, that it looks like, if you have a matchup with Vincent Jackson one-on-one, that's a better play probably than a short dump off maybe to a tight end. Is that what you're seeing, is more options there?
I mean, we've taken our shots, but each play there's a lot of different places the ball can go. And we like to say if we get Vincent matched up, one-on-one with really most of these defenders, really any defender, you want to give them an opportunity. On one of the plays that got called back, that was just really an opportunity shot, just saying, hey, it's Vincent Jackson, he's going to make a play, and he did. Unfortunately, we had the legal procedure.
You've never had a game with just 9 completions. I mean, how stunning was that to be in your 5th season and just, only 9 balls completed in a game for a lot of reasons?
Well, I don't really look at the numbers. Are there balls I wish I had back? Yeah, of course. And hindsight's always 20/20. But just continue to work, continue to try to find a way to get the ball in the receiver's hands and keep the chains moving.
Will it take just kind of like last year? I remember you guys kind of stammered around a little early in the season, but then there was a couple of big plays down the field that seemed to open things up a little bit. If you can drive the ball down the field a little bit, you came close on the penalty with Benson. Do you think that is sort of going to get you guys going a little bit and make everything work a little faster, a little smoother?
Yeah, and we've been close on a number of shots this year, but it's just a matter of getting in sync and hitting them. It's really what it comes down to. And I know we've been out in practice field. Guys have been working extremely hard, and we have a lot of confidence that we're going to get this thing cranked up pretty soon.
Josh, the Patriots defense, another 3-4, but Bill Belichick will throw some 4-3 in there as well. You've seen a couple 3-4 defenses already. Is there a big difference between what you've seen in the first 2 weeks and what you'll see this week?
With the Patriots, not really sure what we're 100% what we're going to see. But this year they've showed primarily 4-down fronts, and they mix it up. And, they have a very, very talented front 7. Across the board, D-line, linebackers. And, they like to play man coverage, and they're really good at it. That's them getting in one-on-one matchups is what they really thrive on, and not really allowing you to – they try to keep everything, under a shell. They want to keep it all in tight, and they're banking on their guys being able to match up and play man. And, they're like I said, they do a great job.
Same time, if they're playing a lot of man, is that to your advantage because you feel like Jackson and Williams can beat man coverage?
It's anytime Mike and Vincent get singled up, but they also do a great job of mixing in one high, two high, like I said, it's a lot of men, and, you know, the safety does a great job of kind of disguising the coverage, playing over the top. But, you know, we've getting to practice with them early on, getting to kind of get a feel for them as a defense, definitely is going to help from a familiarity level. And, no, I'm definitely excited about the opportunity.
What Chiano said, he thinks you're going to be, he says he thinks you are just fine right now. He says you're going to be fine, everything's going to work out, that you're going to find it and it's going to click. Is your confidence level the same, that you're almost right there and it's all going to click pretty soon?
No question. I'm as confident as I've ever been, as comfortable with the offense as I've ever been. And, you know, I've got extremely talented guys around me, so we're just going to keep plugging away and then go out on Sunday and make it happen.
Josh, how would you describe the vibe in the locker room this week?
It's actually been pretty high energy. You know, guys are bouncing around. You know, coming in Monday after the game, it was a pretty somber day. You know, guys were obviously the game didn't end how we wanted it to, and you know, but Coach said you can't let the New Orleans Saints beat you twice in 7 days. And that's kind of, you know, after that, everybody went home on Monday, came back on a lot of guys on Tuesday. But when we started up Wednesday, you know, there was a lot of energy, a lot of guys looking forward to an opportunity to go out and get a win.
Josh, Coach Chiano said that the third option in the passing game doesn't necessarily have to be a receiver. Would you like to see the back get more involved? I mean, Doug was the guy that caught a fair amount of passes last year.
Yeah, no question. One thing about our running backs is they're all extremely versatile. They can go out and make linebackers miss, and they have great hands. You know, I'm trying to think which play. There's the third down, I want to say maybe third quarter, where we hit Doug on an out route, and it ended up getting called back. But, yeah, finding a way to get those guys in space and get the ball on them is definitely going to be a bigger option in our offense.
You've played on a lot of teams. I mean, this is your fifth season, and some were probably less talented than this one. Is the frustration some because – you know the system now, you know the personnel, and you know that there's talent on both sides of the ball, and you just want to see that. I mean, is that sort of what happens when you lose close games and you know what you have, or does it matter unless you just go out there and win? I mean,
yeah, you know, obviously you want to go out and you want to play extremely well, put up a lot of numbers offensively and score points, and I think the frustration comes from, you know, knowing that we're that far away, you know, and knowing that this offense is capable of scoring a lot more than 7 points in a game. And we just have to find a way to stop hurting ourselves, get better on third down, and, you know, we'll be just fine. But, you know, the level that we've been practicing at has been really high. You know, guys are flying around, the precision, the timing. And to double back around, you know, it's just going to be a matter of not hurting ourselves, you know.
Procedural things, lining up right, you know. I mean, what happened? How are you hurting yourselves? I know you lead the league in penalties.
Yeah, no, that's part of it, and it's just everybody locking in. You know, we try to keep it up tempo and try to get guys moving around and guys locking in, hearing the call, and just getting there. Yeah, no question. And this has been the sharpest so far we've been this week in practice. So looking forward to that. You know, transferring into the game and looking good.
I know you've seen the Patriots the last couple preseasons, but dating back to 2009 when you made your debut, is that a distant memory for you in London, or is there something significant and vivid that stays with you from that day?
Just really a distant memory. I mean, obviously it's first time getting snaps in a real game, but it's completely different. I think there are very few faces on their team now that were on the team then, but you know, the Patriots, it's going to be a very big challenge. You know, they're a very talented defense, experienced. But I'm, like I said, I'm very excited about the opportunity.
Okay. Thanks, Josh.